Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we preview the UFC on Fox TV tonight. We'll talk about the impact Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, are having on the world of MMA. Of course, they started just, what, a week and a half ago on Spike TV Thursday nights. Their first two shows, props to Bjorn Rebney, because they've been, I'm going to say, barn burners. Both fight cards have been great. I'll go into the results of these past Thursday card in our second segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today. And, of course, we'll bring in Pat Barry, the man that possibly scored the knockout of 2012 in the world of MMA. There were so many, or there's just not so many. There's like a handful of knockouts. You have to say, wow, that was a knockout of the year. But him knocking out heavily favored Shane Del Rosario, who came into the octagon a gifted. I mean, he had all the skills. He had a good chin. He could punch. He could fight on the ground. He could grapple. He could box. I mean, Shane Del Rosario was considered the total package. Well, guess what? He got unwrapped. And Pat Barry knocked him silly. I mean, good God, it was frightening, that knockout. So Pat Barry will be here in about 20 minutes. We'll talk about the UFC. Of course, UFC on Fox tonight, the main event, John Dodson versus Demetrius Johnson for the UFC Flyweight Championship. I'll get to you with the times. Of course, Facebook is going to do this first. Quentin Rampage Jackson's on the card. UFC on Fox today, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. But, of course, there are fights on Facebook as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little James Brown here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Payback! That is payback! Again, I'm mad to get down with my girlfriend. That ain't right!
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Detroit, Michigan. Ran back to Detroit, spent time with Emmanuel Stewart. If L.J. Reynolds was in town, the lead singer of the Dramatics, we got together and had some good times. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this hour is all about mixed martial arts, and the UFC will make their debut, of course, in just like, I think, what, an hour? 1:30 p.m. Eastern time? That's 4:30 p.m. 1:30 Pacific time, 4:30 Eastern time. There's a fight on Facebook.com. Then at 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific time, they're going to go with a fight card on FX Cable. And then they'll come back, of course, with the main card on Fox Sports. Now, let's go down the lineup today, of course. UFC 6 on Fox coming to you, I believe, from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. On top, John Dodson weighed 124 pounds at the weigh-in yesterday. Takes on Demetrius Johnson. Johnson is a champion at 125 pounds. That is the UFC flyweight limit. In MMA, I'm going to go with Johnson here. That's just, well, we'll see what my guest Pat Barry has to say about that, but I'm going to go with Demetrius Johnson here. On the main card, the Fox main card, okay, Glover Teixeira. Man, I like Glover. 206 pounds. I think he is the... He has the potential to be the next superstar at light heavyweight. Light heavyweight is 205 pounds, but he's a pound over. Glover Teixeira taking on Quentin Jackson at 204 pounds. Of course, the former Pride star, the former UFC champion, a little long in the tooth. I don't know if there's any rampage left in Rampage Jackson. I just don't know it. I just don't see the hunger anymore. I know, you know, he's had issues over the years, emotional issues. Of course, remember he tried to do an O.J. Simpson-like car chase, a slow car chase in L.A. a few years ago, when he was dragging around a 15-foot statue, I mean like a billboard of himself on a trailer. He's dragging this around in a truck, okay? And he's got the cops, he's running from the cops. So if you're running from the cops and you're dragging around like this, you know, one-ton, 2,000-pound picture of yourself, this big, you know, mannequin, like I would take a big billboard type of picture, it's sort of hard to get away, I would think, especially in a slow chase. Anyway, he was caught. The Dana White and the UFC president got him out of that with some money. But Quentin Jackson has slipped off the path as far as emotional stability on one occasion at least. Donald Cerrone there. I'm going to go with Glover Teixeira there. I think Glover is going to lick Quentin Jackson like a stamp. Unless Quentin can reach back or Glover isn't the fighter that I think he is. But I got a pretty good eye for talent. I like Teixeira here. Donald Cerrone, 155 pounds. Of course, that is lightweight in the world of MMA, taking on Anthony Pettis. Good fighter, even fight, I believe. Pettis and Cerrone both have their strong points, and both guys could win. Ricardo Llamas, 145 pounds. Of course, that is featherweight in the world of MMA, taking on Eric Koch. Don't know a lot about those two fighters. And the FX fights, of course, the FX fights. Now, let me run this down to you again. If I confuse you, I'll do it again. Facebook.com is going to start with this UFC on Fox. They'll start with the card from the Chicago, Illinois, the United Center. They'll start at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then FX Cable takes over at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That's 2 o'clock Pacific time. And they've got Matt Wyman, 156 pounds, 1 pound over the lightweight limit, taking on T.J. Grant. Hatsui Hayoki, 146 pounds, taking on the always exciting Clay Guida. Clay Guida is always in a good fight, just about. Pascual Kraus, 171 pounds. He is fighting at welterweight. Welterweight is the 170-pound limit. Taking on Mike Stumpf at 170. Vladimir Mitchushenko. I can't believe this guy's still around. He got licked by Tito Ortiz back in the early days, like UFC 33, UFC 34, somewhere around there, when the Zuffa people, of course, I'm talking about Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, along with Dana White, who owns 10% of that, they formed the UFC. They bought the UFC from the people in Brazil, and they put it on, and their first couple events weren't all that great. In fact, I think the Vladimir Mechushenko, Tito Ortiz card, I think they ran out of satellite time on that one, so the fight was called. It was canceled as far as the pay-per-view was concerned in the middle of the fight, so that was a nightmare. But he's taking on Ryan Bader. Just, you know, Ryan Bader's not a great fighter, but Mechushenko is so long. How old is Mechushenko? Are they going to push him into the ring on a wheelchair? Anyway, both at 205 pounds. I got to go with Bader there. Sean Jordan taking on Mike Russo. These are heavyweights. Anything goes, folks. Sean Jordan, Mike Russo. Of course, 251 pounds is Jordan, 256 is Russell. You know, heavyweights. Ask my man Pat Barry, he'll be up here in a couple of minutes. Anything goes when guys over 200 pounds crack you on the chin. And Sean Spencer, 186 pounds, takes on Rafael Natal as the middleweight limit, 185 in the UFC and MMA. And the online fight, Facebook.com, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. That is 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. David Mitchell, a welterweight, 171. Or a pound over the welterweight limit, coming in to fight Simeon Thorensen, and he weighs 171 pounds as well. So a big day of MMA, and you know, I don't know if the UFC can looks at Bellator as a competitor. I don't know if they do, because I know that initially the WWE never considered TNA much of a competing competitor as far as their programs are concerned, because they're doing real well. The WWE is off 11% over last year. 2012 was down 12% over 2011. Same thing with UFC. Numbers were pretty good. I mean, you can't complain about the numbers in UFC considering all the injuries and things like that. Okay, but the WWE, let's say hello to my friends in there listening on the 3WE in Atlanta, GA, the home of John Jones, the world light heavyweight champ of the UFC. I just don't know where Vince McMahon's going to go with this. I know he's trying to put together a network, the WWE network and things like that, and he's going to invest a lot of money in that. But I just think his product is dying, and I don't think he can resurrect it another time. I think you're seeing the end of professional wrestling in my mind. As far as is on the main stage is concerned, I think it's going to become less and less and less of a factor mainly because, you know, MMA is here, and this is real stuff. You know, guys aren't throwing fake punches. They're not throwing fake kicks. They're not stomping on the mat and making a whole lot of noise when they kick guys and this and that, okay? No, no, no. They're kicking guys for real. This is real stuff, MMA. It's not fake stuff. It's not choreographed like professional wrestling. And sure, I may go back on that. Wrestling is not fake. It's just choreographed, where guys wrestle moves. They know what moves they're going to do. They know the finish. They know it's all scripted. Okay, so you know what's going to happen usually 99.9% of the time before a professional wrestling match. The people in charge know exactly what's going to happen. That one minuscule possibility is maybe a guy gets injured, maybe a guy goes off script, guy gets ticked off and gets upset and wants to kill the other guy and tries to. It's happened in professional wrestling. It isn't always, they aren't always friends in the dress room. And yes, they only have one dress room in the world of professional wrestling. So if you think the bad guys and the good guys have two different dress rooms like we did back in the days at the Cow Palace, one would come out one door and the other one would come out another door. As it turns out, they were all in the same dress room. That's where I met Andre the Giant. Yeah, I took some pictures with the Road Warriors. In fact, I was working for the SFPD back in the day, the community relations team. And these kids, I did an anti-graffiti contest at a school here in San Francisco, the elementary school. And the kids that came up with the best poster got to go to the wrestling matches with me. So we went backstage. We met the Road Warriors, and they snarled, and it was great. You know, Hawk, the late Hawk, a fantastic athlete, no question about that. And Animal, the other Road Warrior, probably the best tag team ever in professional wrestling, most intimidating anyway. And if they ever wanted to turn it into a real fight, those guys, I think, would have been fantastic MMA stars, especially Hawk. Hawk was, he was amazing. Anyway, I just feel that if you got stock in the world wrestling entertainment, or you know you got some money in there, might want to think about pulling it out. I just don't think that 2013, 2014, and 2015 is going to be bounty years for the World Wrestling Entertainment. I just think it's their product is going down. It's, you know, the characters they put on TV, the storylines, they're just not. I know pro wrestling has never been the realest thing in the world. Okay, it's always had a bit of theater to it. But some of the stuff that the WWE is trying to do to maintain their PG audience and things like that, it doesn't go over well with me because they're going after kids and with kids style programs, so it doesn't hold the adults per se, and that's why I think the adults are falling away. Now, will the kids be enough to support the World Wrestling Entertainment as a business for the long run? Probably, but I just don't see it, you know, making the multi millions of dollars in 10 years from now that it is making and has been making for the since they went national back in 1984. Remember that WrestleMania 1, wasn't that 1985, 1984? Man, a long, long time ago. Mr. T, I think, and Hulk Hogan. We saw that at the San Francisco Civic Auditorium. Placed my last championship win as a boxer and my last championship loss as a boxer. My last fight as a boxer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, today it's all about UFC at Fox, folks. We'll talk about Bellator a little bit later in the show, of course. Man, the Bellator Fighting Championships. If you're not an MMA fan, check out Bellator. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Spike TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Another song that my man Emilio Castillo has something to do with. There is only so much oil in the ground. Is that why gas is like $4 a gallon?
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298,
800-965-1298.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him? It's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt.
He's in his own.
Like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, I let that mug make a mug out of me, but don't anybody try it again.
Hey! This at night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Remember, folks, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, on the line from somewhere on the East Coast. I think he said Minnesota. Are you in Minneapolis, Pat Barry?
In Minneapolis right now.
Man, how cold is it there?
Right now, this morning, I think it's 9 this morning. We had like kind of like a warm front came through, so it's been 9 for like the last 2 days.
How do you train in weather like that? How can you sweat in weather like that? I mean, as far as running, so you got to do all that, huh?
No, you don't. Especially when you're a heavyweight. When the weather is 9, when it's 9 outside, you don't go to practice. You stay inside.
So I guess if I was still fighting and having to make 139 pounds, 140 pounds, I'd be in trouble if I was in a cold environment because I wouldn't be able to sweat that weight off. I'd go running and be in trouble.
Yeah, but that'd be pretty tough, man. If anything, I think that your body tends to. I don't know, man. Like, you hibernate like a bear. Like, I don't know how anybody will cut weight being out here like this because of the weather. I think that your body holds on to, like, mass. It holds on to food. It just because you don't know if you're ever going to eat again. I don't know, man. something like that.
Pat Bear is our guest. He's UFC heavyweight, of course, coming up with one of the most sensational knockouts in MMA history, knocking out. Shane Del Rosario, who everybody said was highly touted, was going to beat Pat Barry, and Pat Barry went out there and knocked him all the way back to South America. Now, is he coming back? Has he got anything on the calendar? I would think he'd take a year off, but what do you think?
Man, I don't know. I haven't heard from him since the fight. I don't know what's happening with him. I haven't heard any news about him, no reports or anything like that. So, I mean, maybe he's taking some time off, not because... It was not necessarily just because of the knockout or being knocked out like that, but why he got knocked out like that. I think that maybe they might take some time off just to go and reboot the training or something.
Okay,
I don't know.
Pat, but, the reason
I
why
I haven't heard anything about him.
The reason why he got knocked out the way he did was that you prepare for this fight unlike you have any other fight. I mean, we've been together for a few fights now, and you told me you were putting it in for this last fight.
Yeah, that's definitely true, man. The training changed, like it changed up a little bit, like kind of like got back to the way it used to be, and whatnot. But we upped everything. Everything jumped up. I mean, just every next fight is the next biggest fight, you know. So like it really jumped up, especially going up against this guy with 11 wins, with 11 finishes. He's got like 8 knockouts, 3 submissions. Like he was supposed to win the fight everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
is that the upset?
More intense.
Was that the biggest upset in 2012? Do you think one of them? Yeah. The odds maker.
I don't know, man.
The odds makers didn't show you any love there.
They did not.
No, they didn't. Okay, let's talk about the UFC on Fox.
They did not at all.
No, the UFC on Fox. Of course, the main event, the flyweight championship, 125 pounds. John Dodson going to Demetrius Johnson. I gotta like Johnson here. How's Pat Barry see this one?
You know what? This is a pretty tough one, man. I think this is the two fastest guys on earth going up to having a fight. You know, what I mean, and they're both extremely well rounded. They both can fight anywhere. They can take the fight anywhere. They never get tired. They never seem to slow down, man. That's gonna be the kind of we need to have like. A really high-powered instant replay for this fight. That's my guess on this one.
All right.
Now, the Fox main card, of course, this all starts like this in a little while, 1:35 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. Then it goes at 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific time to FX Cable. Then it goes to Fox TV at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Wow, I mean, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So we've got a big day of MMA and UFC on Fox TV. Now I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I think Quentin Jackson has seen his prime, and I think Glover Teixeira has all the tools to take him out of there. What do you say?
You know what? I agree with that. Now, at the same time, you can never sleep on Rampage. All Rampage has got to do, all he's got to do is usually, I mean, just land. If he lands one punch, he still hits hard, man. But the chance of him landing that, I think, definitely diminished. But I've never seen this Glover Teixeira guy fight.
Oh, I think.
I'm hearing a lot of Rampage is going to win by high kick knockout. Rampage is going to end the Glover, fan wagon or something. Like I keep reading. Like, I don't know if they're supposed to be like joke spoof like posts, but people saying that Rampage is going to do it. But I've never seen this guy. I've never seen this other guy fight.
Well, I'll tell you about the other guy a little bit. He's quite a fighter. He beat my good friend Kyle Kingsbury, King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight out of Silicon Valley, the American Kickboxing Academy. And Kyle told me that, you know, Kyle was just blown away by the guy. He is an amazing fighter, and I think that he's going to rock today. Now, I like Teixeira. Now, what about Donald Cerrone and Anthony Pettis? I thought that's a pretty tough fight to call.
You know what? That's the one fight out of, I don't want to say this whole year, that Rose and I have been kind of going back and forth on. Not back and forth, but we don't know what kind of position to take on that one either, because Cowboy and Anthony both can, they both have everything it takes to win. They both have everything it takes to beat the other guy. Like, but at the same time, this is like one of the most anticipated fights that we've had in a while. We've been wanting to see this one for almost like a year or two now. But what do you think? Anything different? We don't know, man. Like, because you never know. Cowboy is tough and badass, and he just walks forward. And he's gonna like finish anybody he goes at, and then Anthony, you at any point in time, he could jump in the air and spin seven times and slap you with something you've never seen before. At any point, like, you never know when it's going to happen.
Okay. I'm looking at the FX fights here, and I see a guy way back in the day, Vladimir Matyushenko, of course, at 205 pounds. He fought Tito Ortiz in the first UFC event that the Zuffas put on after buying the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championships back in the early part of the century. Matyushenko and Ryan Bader. I like Bader there.
You know what? I'm going to go the other way around with that.
Okay.
Ryan Bader is awesome, and he does, but Vladimir has been around for a long time. He's got a lot of time in, and his last fight I saw him in, the last time I saw him fight, like, he showed that he was such a vet. You know what I mean? Like, just the way he was moving around, all the things he was doing that I saw him doing, he just seemed like such a vet.
We're talking with Pat Barry, folks, the UFC heavyweight, of course, that sensational knockout of Shane Del Rosario in 2012. Shane's still thinking about it. I know, no doubt about that. You got to reassess things afterwards. One more fight I want to mention on this this FX card. Matt Wyman and TJ Grant. I don't know where to go on that one.
Man, Matt Wyman, TJ Grant.
you don't know where to go either, huh?
Matt Wyman. No, like, really, the majority, I don't know. I personally, man, and it's been like this, like, with me for a while, I don't know how people bet on fights. I really don't, because, you can do all the training in the world, you can have all of the resume and the background in the world, and you can have all this preparation and everything, but I really do believe that once the bell rings, it's a 50-50 chance, almost pretty much no matter who you are. Like, as soon as the fight starts, it automatically becomes 50-50, because you never know who can win with what. I mean, anybody can win the fight. Anybody can land a punch. Anybody can sneeze and have their arms flail in the air and accidentally bop you in the chin and finish you off. Like, anybody can do that at any point in time. So betting on fights has got to be tough. I mean, I can take a guess. I can take a guess and say Matt Wyman, but I really, really, we none of us really know until the fight's over with, you know?
Until the chin gets checked. What about Clay Guida? Always exciting, taking on Hatsu Hayoki.
Wait, what was that?
I said, Clay Guida, always exciting, taking on Hatsu Hayoki. I guess Clay, I don't know Hatsu.
You know what? I'm a Clay Guida fan, bro.
So am I.
I'm a Clay Guida fan since day one. I'm always going to be one, bro. I go with him almost every time he fights.
Pat Barry is our guest. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts on the Armed Forces Network and the Sports Byline Broadcasting. I want to say hello to the folks down there in San Bernardino, California. Listen on KRAK. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking MMA until the top of the hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed. And save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you an inventor or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
The Slick Guitar, my buddy Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. On the line,
From Palm Springs, California, where the weather is 80 degrees. I'm sorry. From Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, where the weather is 9 degrees. We'll talk about Mr. Pat Berry. Pat, when are you going back into training, or are you now?
Well, what's called? Actually, this all I've been doing ever since my fight, as soon as the fight was over with, I had to get right back home and get ready for Rose's fight. She had her first pro Invicta fight in Invicta card, and after that was over with, as soon as we got back from that, we went straight out to the MMA Awards, came back from that, drove to New Orleans to go and see my mom. I haven't been home in like a year. We just got back in town. We're taking a few days off, but we're leaving Wednesday for Las Vegas. I have to do a few appearances at the UFC at Las Vegas coming up. Once that is over with next weekend, we will be done. I'll be back into training after I get back in town next weekend.
Okay.
So right now, kind of like a sit-down vacation going on for the next few days until we leave town.
Before we talk UFC, let's talk Bellator. I don't know if you've seen any of these cards, but the Bellator Fighting Championship started on Spike TV 2 weeks ago. They've had two cards. This past Thursday night, Ben Askren kept his MMA record unbeaten. I think he's 11-0 now. He took a bar to a guy named Carl Amasu, who came to fight at 16-5-2, and King Mo was on the card. I don't think a lot of King Mo, Muhammad Lawal, but the fights, they seem to be put together nice, and I think the Bellator, the tournament style, I like that. What do you think of it?
You know what? From what I've been hearing from everybody, because I only saw a few, I was only able to catch a few of the fights. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing from people that, like, didn't the last Bellator card, like, have almost all finishes, except for Ben Askren's fight? Like, didn't almost everybody get done in, get finished? Like, everybody, man, they seem to be, they're fighting hard, man. And you know what? And I've read a lot of flack about people calling Ben Askren boring, and they calling him his fight this and that. I mean, you're crazy, bro. Like, anybody who said that fight is boring and can't, if they can't mentally grasp the fact that, yeah, it might not be the most fun thing in the world to watch, but what he's doing is amazing. Like, no one can stop it. Like, nobody can stop. They can't stop Ben Askren from, like, doing what he wants to do. And that's beyond ridiculously impressive.
Well, I was surprised that his opponent, Amasu, was allowed to come out for the third round. He was all cut up and busted up. I mean, Ben gave him a on-the-ground beatdown. I mean, just a beatdown. And, of course, the doctor stopped the fight prior to round four. What about King Mo? Is King Mo the real deal, or is he all hype?
Nah, man, King Mo is how did he – you know what? That's the one fight I've been looking for from the left. He just fought. How did he win?
He won him with a punch. It was a nice right hand, and it matters. He was boxing Premislaw Mazayev. Came in at 16-7, left at 16-8, and it was a 30-1 fight according to various four sports books across the country and around the world. It ended at 3-2 around number one with like one punch, put him down, and that was it. I mean, that right hand was all a rope. But you know, I just don't know if King Mo's a real deal. I think maybe he's being coddled.
Hey, man, King Mo's been around for a while, man. King Mo has walked through a lot of big names. I mean, he's the real deal as far as I know, in my opinion, man.
Okay.
I mean, I've moved around with him once. We were out in, what was it, California? I forgot what gym we were at, but I was at a gym, and I moved around with him once, showing him some low kicks and moving with the guy. He learns really fast. He's strong. He's beyond strong, and his wrestling is just ridiculous. And that's the thing. Like, when you're so good at wrestling, when you're such a good wrestler, you can pretty much feel free to almost do anything you want to. And it doesn't matter if it's sloppy or if it's not necessarily technically like perfect, because when you're that good of a wrestler, it doesn't matter. It's really hard to put yourself in a bad position.
Okay, let's go into some of the awards. According to Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, of course, Dave Meltzer, I consider the most proficient writer, the most prolific writer in the history of the world of MMA professional wrestling. He's done some boxing as well as far as coverage is concerned. But he's got Mixed Martial Arts, Most Valuable Fighter of the Year, Anderson Silva, John Jones, Ronda Rousey, Georges St. Pierre, Chael Sonnen, I was a surprise, Benson Henderson, and Junior Dos Santos. I guess the only surprise to me there is Chael Sonnen.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, like, all that entire list is, that's a list of pretty impressive names, but to put Chael Sonnen's name in that as being most impressive fighter of the year. I don't really see how that works.
Neither do I. I think you know what happened, don't you? This was voted on by fans and writers and things like that. I think that Chael got his. I think Chael polluted the ballot box.
He got in there and he thumbprint signed a majority of them.
You
never know, man. He made a little phone call in his secret watch and somebody dropped in from the ceiling and took care of it.
I would think so. He's ranked number 5 out of 7. I just don't see it.
Number 5. You know what? You know what? Okay, I get it. It's voted on by the fans.
Yes.
Now, there are still a lot of fans out there who don't necessarily follow the sport, but they hear about it. They know these names, but they don't necessarily follow the sport. And I think that with the way that Chael Sonnen has been lately, like these last few months or this last year, you know, with the talking that he's been doing, all the things that he's been saying, I'd be willing to bet that all people have to do is hear one or two things that he said, and then they go, oh, that dude's the best in the world. They don't even know. You know, but they have no idea.
Yep.
But they say it.
Okay.
Oh, I do right now. He'll kill it. He's going to kill everybody because he said he would.
Okay.
And it's like, yeah, well, that's it. He said it, and you just believed him. People, yes, that's why.
Our guest is Pat Hyper Dieberry. That's his moniker there. Most Outstanding Fighter of the Year, Anderson Silva. Came in number one with like 2,216 points. John Jones, number two. Ronda Rousey, number three. Johnny Hendricks, number four. And Benson Henderson, number five. Ronda Rousey, she's really getting a lot of major media play, man.
Yes, she is, man. She's a pretty face. She's got the she talks the talk and she can walk the walk. So yeah, her getting all of the media attention that she's getting. I don't find that shocking at all. And she's going to be the main event on a UFC pay-per-view card. And it's going to be the first female fight in UFC ever. I think, she's getting all the publicity that I think that she's earned and deserves.
Okay, let me tell you that a guy named Victor Chanin, he was a world champion in boxing, 112 pounds, 118, 122. And I think he's flirting somewhere around for another championship, 126. He's an Armenian guy, and he works out with the Armenian judo team. In fact, he's got some judo training. So he was in a dojo in Southern California a few weeks ago, and he's boasted that no woman could ever take him down, no woman could ever make him submit, all that kind of good stuff. So he and Ronda got in the octagon. Guess what happened?
What happened?
He got thrown around he looked like a mop being thrown around on the floor, all over the place. I think she took him down. With five or six straight throws, she put him down, okay? So then they went to the ground, and they were grappling, and she threw him in an armbar in about 35 seconds, and before he could even submit, his team had broke up the fight. But he talked all this smack, and the girl beat him down. That's embarrassing. You know, that's embarrassing.
At one point in time, but it's only embarrassing because he talked a lot of smack and got thrown out.
That's what I mean.
I mean, that's it. It's like the days of, oh, it's embarrassing because you got beat up by a girl. Like, I think those days are over with. I don't think those days really count anymore. Not like they used to. You know, you remember back when we were growing up. Like, well, you got a girl beat you up, or you got pushed down, you got smoked, the girl ran. Yeah, if a girl was better than you at anything, like back in our days, man, it was like, oh, no, that's the worst insult ever. Nowadays, if a girl beats you up, that's not really surprising anymore. I'm sitting next to Rose right now, and she's the sweetest little 119-pound thing you ever saw ever. But, like, if I throw her at you, it's over with. You're a goner. You know what I mean? Like, But how do they still have guys nowadays that just say craziness? I mean, I never understood how any of that happened ever. Like, how do you just macho and tough just assuming that I don't know what I'm doing? Like, how people still do that, I don't know.
Okay. MMA match of the year, Chan Sung Jung versus Dustin Poirier. That was number one. Benson Henderson and Frankie Edgar, of course, they had a couple of fights. Georges St-Pierre and Carlos Condit. Speaking of Frankie Edgar, he will be on next week's show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Number three is Georges St-Pierre and Carlos Condit. Number four is Ronda Rousey and Maisha Tate. Maisha, what an armbar. Maisha Tate versus Julie Kedzie. That's number five. Number six is Joe Lauzon and Jamie Varner. Number seven is Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen. That's the rematch. Number eight was Gilbert Melendez and Josh Thompson. That was a pretty good fight. I was there. That was in San Jose, California. John Fitch and Eric Silva and Frank Mir versus Antonio Nogueira. Any other matches stand out for you as match of the year? Or should have been match of the year, Pat Barry?
It should have been match of the year.
Yeah.
Any other fight? I don't know, man. Because anything Ben Henderson, every time he steps in there, that's always awesome. Okay. I like the. You said that was Ben Henderson versus
Frankie Edgar.
Frankie Edgar. I like the Ben Henderson and Nate Diaz fight.
Yeah, Nate Diaz didn't like it.
No, he did not. He did not like that. He did not like that fight even kind of. But I thought that fight was great.
Would you know, Nate Diaz is a guy that brings it all. He's tougher than concrete. Okay, as is his brother Nick. They're always in good cardio shape, but I think there's a little bit missing there as far as the his overall abilities concerned. I think he's a good fighter. I just don't think he has the potential to be a great fighter per se. Now the Hart legacy for you. Go on.
You know what? Both of those guys, they're always in shape. They're marathon, long distance marathon runners. They're both in my shape. They're both phenomenal fighters. The weakness that they have is that they can't sprint. That's it. That's the only weakness that I think the Diaz brothers have is that they can't sprint.
Hmm.
Like any sprinter can run distance, but not all distance runners can run a 10-second 100-meter dash. Like it just if they had the ability to like downshift and like take off and sprint just a little bit, I think that they would be way more phenomenal than they already are. But the fact that they can fight you anywhere and they can almost beat you anywhere as long as they're only walking toward you.
Okay, last question for Pat Barry.
Like a movie monster.
Okay, last question for heavyweight Pat Barry before I let him go. Can Rosie come on the show before our next fight?
Yes, you can do that.
All right, that sounds good, man. I want to wish you the best. I thank you so much for your time. You're a great guest, man, Pat Barry. What can I say? Would you know when you'll be fighting again? You have to figure like May or June, April maybe, or what?
My guess, May or June, that's my guess. I mean, it'll be sometime. I'll fight probably, I mean, definitely once, twice, hopefully three times before the year's over with. I don't have any phone calls yet about anything that's coming up. I mean, you know, they always schedule their shows like 6-7 shows in advance. But I also said if anybody happens to back out, keep my name on the top of the list. Like I'm always ready to go.
My man, Pat Barry. Pat, I thank you so much, and I got the right email address, so I'll send it to you, okay?
Yeah, sorry about those missing letters, man.
That's my man, Pat Barry. Much respect, Pat. Talk to you soon. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Little Tower of Power is smooth here.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecasts are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915. Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's your rush style, buddy? You say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me.
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Is that a bad sax solo or what? Man. UFC 156, Saturday, February 2nd. Wow, good card, Jose Aldo. Considered untouchable at 145 pounds, the featherweight division, 21-1. Taking on Frankie Edgar. Aldo is the real deal. Edgar is a guy that held the lightweight championship until he ran into Benson Henderson and lost two consecutive fights to the current lightweight champion from Seattle, Washington. Edgar, he'll be on next week's show. I think he's a good fighter. I think Aldo's a great fighter. So there we have it. 21-1 is Aldo. 14-3 is Frankie Edgar. Two losses, as I said, to at 155 pounds to Benson Henderson. No disgrace there. Rashad Evans, former light heavyweight champion, 22-2, one draw, taking on Antonio Nogueira. Man, Nog. 20-5, I think is his record now, 6'2". Evans at 5'11", both weighing 205 pounds. Got to go with Evans there. Nogueira's a good fighter, but, you know, Evans are trying to push him for one more title one. Alistair Overeem. That's right, the guy that used to be a Strikeforce champion. 6'5", 36-11, bad record, one draw. Taking on Antonio Giant Silva, 17-4. If Overeem's got anything outside of his use of the steroids, he's going to win this fight. Silva, not an upper echelon heavyweight. You know, I just don't think he is. He's a freak as well. 17-4 is Silva. Silva and Overeem, that's part of UFC 156. That is February 2nd, live on pay-per-view. Before that, the FX card, Facebook as well. Check out ringtalk.com for a preview. Until then, much respect.